podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello, this is Tim, the Tea and Tancast. Just as a warning, this episode contains spoilers for the movie Edge of Tomorrow. What do you think about that, Steve Carell?
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
All right, let's start the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast.
This week, Jeff and I talk about the movie Edge of Tomorrow. And when you hear this sound...
that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Hey. 3, 2, 1, cock. Okay, hey.
I can't believe you still use that after all this time.
You know what? The classics, they never go out of style.
Kind of like the Superman theme.
He's finally coming around. All right, buddy. It's Tim and Jeff.
Woo! That's me.
This is a mini Tancast review. We just saw Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. It was so edgy.
And in fact, we started it, and now it's tomorrow from when we first saw the movie.
Holy shit, it is. Oh, my God. You blew my mind already. So what did you think, Tim?
I liked it. Towards the end, though, I was like, fucking, just get on with it.
It was a bit, you know, it was almost 2 hours, so yeah. But, I liked it a lot. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I had read a lot about it going into it, so I was kind of, I don't know. I think I read too much about it almost, but it didn't ruin it for me, but I read a lot of positive reviews. The main thing I saw was, like, it's better than you think it's going to be. And then a couple things I saw was, like, the ending was a letdown, which I don't. I mean,
oh, because spoilers.
No, God! No, God! Please, no! 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 No!
Right, spoilers.
Here comes the spoilers because they reset the day and everybody lives.
Right, which I mean, you know, it's a typical Hollywood happy ending kind of thing.
Yeah, I thought they were just gonna like. I thought they were going to have to fight again one more time. I was like, Christ!
I like the movie. I thought it was, I like, Tom Cruise, man, he can still bring it.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job. I felt he was well, like, cast for this. Like,
yeah.
He did, you know,
well, I think
he was believable for his role.
Well, I think the idea of this came to him, like, 3 years ago. Not came to him, like, in a dream, but, like, somebody came to him with this idea, this general idea.
Oh, okay.
And so he's been working on the script, so I think
based off of, like, a Japanese short story.
Right, but I think the only thing they took was the conceit that the person can reset the day.
Oh, okay. Okay, and everything else was new. Okay.
And by that, I mean, I heard him say that on The Daily Show, so...
Reliable.
Right.
The
only other thing I heard was from Noah from this week's Tancast. He said, Tom Cruise plays Tom Cruise in everything he plays.
See, I don't know. Like, I'm starting to, now that I've seen him in so many things, I can definitely, like, I don't know. I like how he started as not this badass dude.
Right,
He was just some schmuck, like, smooth talker guy.
They needed, though, was more montage music during that montage. It wasn't really montage-y. I mean, it wasn't really musical. It was just, like, fighting and fighting. It should have been, like, getting strong now, fighting shit now.
I feel like that would have maybe broken the style of the movie a little bit. But, yeah, like, but that kind of stuff that kept happening was, all I could think about the whole time was like, Jesus Christ, he has to get up and fucking do the same exact thing to get to that point every single time. Like, how many hundreds of times has he had to talk to the same people and go through the same spiel over and over again? I was like, dude, I'd be like, fuck, I can't even do this anymore.
Like, they're so...
I don't even care.
They're so glad that fucking I didn't get charged with this shit. I'm like, you've got the power. I'm like, I'm gonna use this power. Just sit here. Go ahead, throw me in the brig. What are you gonna do about it? Yeah. I'll be here in the morning, baby.
Just give me somebody else's blood already. Let's be done with it. Oh, well, there's, maybe that's a spoiler. I don't know.
Whatever. We'll put a spoiler tag at the beginning.
Okay. But, yeah. And the one thing that really bugged me, like, the rest of it was fine, you know, suspend disbelief. At the part where they finally get the thing so they can figure out where the big guy is or whatever.
Right.
And they're in the car trying to escape. Why doesn't one of them just kill him and end that fucking bullshit so they can start over? Because he knows now where it is.
Huh?
Now they just start over, they go straight there, and that's it. And no, instead, they have to go through this whole thing where he, you know, they get locked up, he loses the power, blah, 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 and then they have to put together a ragtag band of bullshit.
A ragtag band of bullshit. Edge of Tomorrow 2, a ragtag band of bullshit. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, that was the only thing. I was like, come on, just shoot yourself, just do it. But no. And then I was like, well, there you go. You fucked up.
The main thing that was bugging me, and it kept bugging me, because of course it kept happening over and over again. I'm like, why would you put someone who is like Tom Cruise is 50. Why would you put him in what I assume is expensive armor? Like, I assume that shit isn't cheap. And just toss him off into the beach and put the safety on. I'm like, he's doing nothing to help you. If it wasn't for the superpower.
They don't care, though. He's just some deserter asshole as far as they're concerned.
So
they don't give a shit.
Lock him up or something.
Wow.
Why get him, put him in the situation where he could have gotten people killed?
Yeah, fair enough.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, the whole time, I'm like, Tom Cruise is 50. I mean, he looks good, but he's fucking 50. Yes, he can kick my ass, and I'm not even 40.
Like, that's what happens when you blackmail a general, you know? You get fucking shit on. That guy, he got fucked, man. Like, when when they showed that he was, you know, that, whatever, that he's a deserter, and now he's private and all that stuff.
Right, the orders and everything. Oh,
man. That general does not fuck around.
Do you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I stopped after the... Oh, I only watched the first episode, and that was it.
Oh, so you haven't picked it back? You haven't been like, I'll see what this is about?
I mean, I will now that apparently it got good after the Captain America 2 tie-in.
Bill Paxton is in it. That's what made me think of it, because he's in this movie, too.
Bill Paxton. I can never decide if I like him or not. It's like, I don't know.
I kind of like... I liked his character in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but then towards the end... I was like, meh, this is a little weird, but...
Okay. Emily Blunt. Yeah.
If I could be blunt, I'd like to tap that.
Over and over again?
Yeah! Now, that's a good day to relive over and over again. For those of you who couldn't see the visual, Jeff finished ejaculating inside Emily Blunt and then shot himself in the head. Sounds dirty when I describe it.
It was dirty.
Please act natural. No, officer, we're just recording a podcast.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's like,
he's stopping, he's getting out.
There's something fishy going on in here. Oh yeah, you owe me a happy ending, buddy.
Oh, that's right. Jeff paid for my ticket, so
unzip.
Wow, that's big.
Wah, wah. He looks so serious.
No, because now I'm looking over there. And
oh,
like,
the cop?
I'm hoping it's not, like, really somebody's going to bother us.
No, I think the cop's going to an ATM.
Fucking cops.
I gotta
it's with the cash. He's probably buying cash, or getting cash to buy donuts.
Or hookers.
Hack joke.
Hack joke.
Anyway, yeah. Edge of Tomorrow, I think, is quite good.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a movie in the theater for a little while, but, yeah.
Well, that's a side effect of the worst movie ever contest. A lot of movies seem probably better than they are. Because I'm like, man, this isn't shit at all.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
The last time... My kids do that, man. Jesus.
So does mine.
Have you taught that to Michael?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
And nice. Also, that's what she said?
No, really?
Yeah.
We do that around ours, but they still haven't mimicked that yet. I'm
and also, wah, wah.
Nice. Anyway, the last time we did this was for Man of Steel. Oh. Now I'm wondering, are you going to change your tune in a couple weeks, just like you did with that movie?
Oh, no. I have no attachment to the Tom Cruise character. That stems from my childhood and several different iterations of him, from Christopher Reeve to the fucking comic books to the cartoons. That I'm like, this really betrayed what I like about that character that I met for the first time this afternoon.
Maybe you'll meet him many more times.
That was my head exploding, not being shot. The sound effects are similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else about it?
Nothing I can think of. Good special.
Oh, the effects were awesome. Yeah. The aliens were really cool.
Yeah, interesting look to the aliens. That's a new look for aliens.
Yeah, they were definitely unique.
I mean, they looked a little bit like the whatchamacallit from The Matrix.
Matrix, yeah. The
Sentinels.
Squiddy. Yeah, Sentinels. And but, yeah, there was a little part like near the end where when they're getting on the dropship.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I was like, oh, this is very Matrix-y. But yeah, they were cool. They looked very, like, when they do their, like, thing that where it like made the air vibrate or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. But yeah, they had some good alien action.
I mean, it's a good action movie. It's got some funny parts in it. It's got intense drama. It just drags on a little bit at the end.
Yeah, a little bit. That's true. But definitely worth it. I liked it.
So there you go.
Tancast approved.
Or
Tugacast.
Yeah, or good cast. Good cast. Good. Oh, so, no! Jeff, look! A guy with a gun! Ah!
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Hey. 3, 2, 1, cock. Okay, hey.
I can't believe you still use that after all this time.
You know what? The classics, they never go out of style.
Kind of like the Superman theme.
He's finally coming around. So we're here reviewing Edge of Tomorrow. Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Jeff.
This isn't staged. Oh, fuck the guy with the gun again!
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Hey. And this bit is dead.
This is the worst, most poorly executed joke of all time.
And that's how you know it's Tancast. Except no quality. Tancast.
We're upholding tradition, really.
Exactly.
It's important to keep
tradition. This is the closest to a new episode they're getting this week, so.
No.
Because it's a rerun this week. Episode 100, which you're also on.
Wait, didn't you just record it?
For next week. This is going to play this week.
Gotcha.
And for next week, we don't get to record because Noah's going to be in Portland and I'm going to be at some party thing. So we're rebroadcasting episode 100.
Some party thing.
Which was the origin of kicking his feet.
Oh, nice.
And
I like that still is kicking around.
It's become a bit in my act. It's a really solid one,
really?
Actually.
Nice. Oh, man, I haven't seen yours in a while. How is it? Has it,
Yeah, it's the same shit.
But I don't know. Your shit is good.
But it's also, I was just re-listening to it today. We have an argument about Voyager where you're just trying to fend off all three of us. Well, two of us. Noah is checked just, the fuck out.
I'm sure he made no comments whatsoever.
But he had a valiant defense. But then you said something like, Voyager was better than Enterprise and better than Deep Space Nine. And he's like, all right, I hope everybody enjoyed the last time Jeff was on this podcast. And I was like, if we don't kick him off for liking Transformers 2, we're not kicking him off for this.
Oh, man. That's funny. Yeah, you know, if I really said it was better than Deep Space Nine, I don't know why I said that, because I haven't watched enough Deep Space Nine to really make an accurate call on that.
Well, you did sort of hedge it, like, it was very, not like, I definitively say. It was like,
definitely better than Enterprise, though. Fuck that show.
I
Scott Bakula, get back to where you came from.
Zing.
I don't know.
Why don't you take a quantum leap off a short pier?
I like it.
All right. Well, it's super late at night. We both have to get back to our kids.
I should be going to bed.
Yes, me too. Brr. Thanks for coming all the way out here. And
yes.
Thanks for buying my ticket.
Of course.
And I didn't even let me buy you popcorn or nothing.
Whatever.
Next time.
Let's shut this off and get to the good stuff.
All right.
Oh,
man. The phone went in your mouth.
That was the bone phone. That was a great Craig Schumacher joke. Credit where it's due. All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
Alright.
Should I do the joke? Where we die and this starts over again.
Oh, right, yes. Let's do it.
Okay. So, oh no! Jeff! Look! A guy with a gun! Ah!
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Hey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine! Don't forget your booty, cause it's cold out there every day. What is it, Miami Beach? Hardly.
And you know, you can expect hazardous travel later today with that, you know, that blizzard thing.
Oh, that blizzard thing. Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Yeah. Okay, but the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chapped lips.
On their chapped lips.
Chapped
right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up and check that hog out there.
Yeah.